Welcome to the Everyman Sports Podcast, the show for fans, by fans. No former pros, no so-called experts, just real passionate fans. From outside on a porch to inside a living room, in the parking lot of a stadium to the dining room table, friends and families chat about their teams, their games, and what makes them cheer. This is Everyman Sports.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Everyman Sports. My name is Chad. I'm the owner-operator of this podcast. With me this week, as always, for the NFL season is my dad. How you doing, Dad?
I'm doing great, son.
Excellent. Well, we just finished with It was week 11 in the NFL. And what did we learn from week 11 in the NFL?
That the Packers are alive and well.
The Packers are doing very well at home, beating up on the Eagles.
Was 55.
I thought it was 53.
No, 53, you're right.
53-20.
The week before.
Yes. So they are scoring, and their defense is doing really good as well. They moved Clay Matthews into the inside linebacker position, and he's been doing really well there. Julius Peppers has been coming alive there as well. Aaron Rodgers runs the rings of Saturn. He's probably the best quarterback in the NFL.
Well, that pressure that Matthews can bring up the middle. I mean, tremendous body lean. You know, he attacks offense that no one else can. And up the middle pressure, very hard to defend. That's a great idea to do that.
Yeah, he's a very good talent. And he's not even the leader of that that defense. Actually, A.J. Hawk is. Well, A.J. Hawk's the captain of that defense. But, you know, Clay Matthews gets all the credit. And, so they... They're really well. Sanchez did not do good in Lambeau, which I'm not surprised. Aside from him, you know, his downfall with the Jets, he's not going to do well in Lambeau. That's not the kind of guy he is.
Well, that's a speedy defense, so it wasn't a good match for the Eagles. But then again, at home with Rodgers playing the full game,
right?
Really tough to win there.
Yeah, it was. And the New York Football Giants did not do well against the 49ers.
Well,
the game was close. They lost 16-10.
Did do well. I mean, they didn't win. Of course, that's the barometer.
But would you call five interceptions thrown by Eli Manning good?
Well, I think it's fantastic, because if I told you that happened, would you think the game was 16-10?
No.
Okay.
I think that game would be a bigger margin.
So they had a lot of chances there.
Mm-hmm. New Orleans can't even win at home. They lost to Cincinnati 27-10.
Well, the real question with the Giants is, and to me it's very simple.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the general manager, because I'll ask you this question. Name three people since 08 in the draft that you like, that are actually even on the field playing.
Beckham, and that's about it. Odell Beckham.
Okay, I would go with Prince.
Prince of Muck.
I mean, he's not great, but at least he was playing. Now he isn't, so he's not on the field, right?
Yeah.
And the other one is JPP, and after his second year, he's on the downside.
Yeah.
So can you name anyone else?
No.
Okay, so whose fault is that?
Well, that's the GM's fault.
Right, so I'm putting it squarely on him.
And he does escape. He doesn't get a lot of criticism.
Because they won something a while back. But they're a losing team since the last Super Bowl.
Yes.
But I'm thinking, what was their greatest year after their last Super Bowl?
I couldn't even tell you.
But then, what's his name, shot himself in a club. Shot himself in the knee. And
Burris, yeah.
Yeah, because you can't put a holster on sweatpants. I mean, I don't know what the reason was, but...
Yeah, for some reason, whatever it may be.
And they were like 9-1 or 10-1 when that happened, and then
they were doing pretty good.
So when they won, they were what, 9-7?
Yeah.
So it's been hot at the right times.
Well, and that's all it takes. You just got to be hot at the end.
Right. So Eli with two Super Bowls. That's all that's in people's mind, thinking he's great.
Yeah, but you could say that a quarterback might accidentally win a Super Bowl.
Well, how great was Dilfer?
Not very good at all. How about...
Well, but he won a Super Bowl.
How about Brad Johnson? There, a couple of game managers have won Super Bowls.
I never saw a guy with such a thin, long neck.
Pencil neck geek. Brad Johnson
guy. Yeah.
But that's two examples where the defense won those games. But I mean, yeah, I mean, you know, we know Roethlisberger is a good quarterback.
Oh, no
but,
doubt.
But in his first Super Bowl, he did not do well at all.
Well, he kind of did what Sanchez did in the Champions, just manage it.
Yeah, pretty much. Just try to get through it and move on to the...
It's been done before. I think Elway did it when Terrell Davis was running the ball.
True. Well, that was a time Elway didn't have to, because all the other ones, it was him. He got them to the Super Bowl.
Right.
And they shouldn't have been in the Super Bowl.
But he had a reputation before he won the Super Bowl as a big-time choker.
That is very true.
And now people see him as something great, because you got to win that Super Bowl.
And not only that, but he won more than one.
Right, it's huge.
And that's the problem with somebody like Peyton. Peyton's not going to get that until he wins a second one. He's already won one, which most people forget. Did he perform incredibly in that one?
Did he beat Kyle Orton?
No, Rex Grossman. Sexy Rexy.
Yeah, so it's not his fault that, you know, that's who they gave him. But, I mean, how about the other two?
Oh, well,
last year's was legendary.
Well, yeah.
43-8.
Yeah, and now... Again, that was a defense. That was one of those defense wins championships. Same thing with the Buccaneers and Brad Johnson. And
do you think they'll get to the Super Bowl this year?
Who?
Denver.
Maybe.
Really?
Maybe.
There's a lot of maybes.
Well, there's a lot of maybes. Well,
that's not an answer.
Well,
really.
if hopefully
depends. Maybe. I mean, you know, come on.
If
Brady, Brady already beat him.
Yeah, exactly. If Brady's in the way. And it's in New England? No. I do not believe that, because that's just not how the script is written. And, you know, I think it's obvious Brady somehow always overcomes and beats these guys. And is it, although he did not beat the Colts. Jonas Gray beat the Colts for 4 rushing touchdowns, which, I mean, in a passing league, it's very unheard of. And not even... catching the pass, not a pass catching.
Right.
Right. Running back. He ran the ball in 4 times, which was big for him. The other big thing that I saw, Kansas City did beat Seattle in Kansas City.
Yeah, they did.
I think Kansas City is, a lot of people were saying that they overachieved last year. I think they're on target with their season this year.
So you're buying into them?
I am.
Yeah, but what about losing their first 2 games of the year?
Well, they're not going to the Super Bowl.
Oh, okay. So then what does all the rest matter?
Well, how deep can you go, and how much can you do? Like, it maybe what if they beat, what if they happen to draw the Patriots in the divisional round, and they beat the Patriots? You know, that would be one where they're...
Let me see. I've seen that rematch with Andy Reid and Bill Belichick.
Yeah, exactly. Super Bowl 39.
I'm not picturing.
But what I'm saying is, when
can anyone disappoint people more than Andy Reid?
No.
Not recently.
No, not recently. But when I see these teams and I see that they're doing well,
right?
Do I think they're all going to Super Bowl? No.
No.
But they might cause some trouble and
along
cause some
the way.
Exactly, and that's all you would really want. If you're, you know, depending on who you want in these games, you know, or what you want to see for future years. I mean, that's just kind of how it is. Arizona, of course, probably the biggest story, though, 9-1.
They're getting 6.5 points in Seattle, and Max Unger, the all-pro center, out for weeks to come.
Yeah.
So, I mean, to me, besides the quarterback being out, that's the most important position on the field.
Sure, Cleveland.
Blocking assignments, run, blitz pickup. They're going to miss him.
Cleveland has not been the same since Alex Mack, their center, went down.
Well,
and he's been out a couple games.
Philly struggled a little bit, but actually they overcame it probably the best of any team this year.
True, very true. Well, they have the ability to do that. But I mean, Arizona, you know, Drew Stanton taking over for Palmer. This was their first real
great special teams, great defense.
This is their first of 2 real playoff type games. I mean, they hosted Detroit, and that's a very good defensive backfield.
Beat
in
Philly.
Yeah, they beat Philly, and that was one in the desert. This one,
the only team they lost to, I think, was Denver.
Yeah, I believe so. I think you're right, and that was in Denver.
Right.
So. Talking about this week, We move on. So, yes, they're going to be in Seattle this week. So, divisional playoff type game on the road.
But a struggling Seattle team.
With a struggling Seattle team that will be happy to be back.
I'll take the points there.
So you would take Arizona getting 6.5
Yeah, I think it would, this time, if I have to put down a bet on who's going to win the Super Bowl, I'm taking them.
Arizona?
Yeah, I mean, they're 16-3 under this coach.
Arians, Bruce Arians.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, how people aren't buying into this?
Because they look at the headline, Carson Palmer, starting quarterback, out.
Right.
They see that headline, and they don't hear the first name out of Arizona as Larry Fitzgerald, because he's been taking a sort of a much smaller role.
Oh, I think there's going to be a time when he's going to be featured.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I agree with you. But it's not a sexy team.
No, I understand.
It's not the sexy
team.
But
they have great special teams.
They do. Patrick Peterson.
The bomb.
Honey Badger.
Oh.
All that stuff.
They
held Stafford down under 200 yards passing.
Right.
One interception, no touchdown passes.
Yeah.
It was a big, big return of Calvin Johnson, Megatron.
Right.
And he did nothing in the game.
Right.
So, I agree. Arizona's for real. That would be one that I would like to see.
So, if you had to guess right this moment, you'd think maybe the Patriots and the Cardinals?
I guess. Although, as a Jet fan, that would scare me.
Well, because I'm thinking that they're going to run up. Who's going to have the best record? I mean, Denver, we thought in the beginning, but not now.
No, not right now. New England.
In fact, Kansas City's a game away.
New England holds a tiebreaker over Denver.
True.
I don't know.
They have an easy division, too.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, except for the Dolphins. They struggle with them.
Unless somehow the Colts pull it together. It's very likely going to be New England.
Well, the Colts now, are they going to pick up Tate? I mean, how's that going to go? Bradshaw's out.
Bradshaw's out.
And Richardson's...
He's no bueno. He's no bueno for them.
Big problem.
He's a big problem. He can't pass block. He's not a pass-catching running back. And he runs, but he only rushes for like 3 yards per carry. Not a lot. You got to get 4 to be successful in this league. And their backup isn't much to really write home about. So, yeah, they're going to go out and try and get Tate because Bradshaw's out for the season, which is going to be tough for them. But that's the only way that the Patriots would lose, unfortunately, because nobody out of the North really scares you. I mean.
Right. Now, let's talk about a team that's really horrible, and the owner's in love with the quarterback. So we're definitely talking about Washington here.
Well, nobody else on that team except for DeSean Jackson.
Well, I heard it mentioned by Steve Young, talking to his college coaches and other coaches, that this guy doesn't like to put the work in, RG3.
I can see that.
So, you know, and part of the thing is quarterbacks with legs often think they're playmakers and don't think they have to do that extra work. Just let me get out there and show you my stuff.
Sure.
And in this league of sophistication, that doesn't work.
It's not, yeah.
So let me pose this question. Of Manning, RG3, and Cutler.
Eli?
Yes, okay. Eli. Right. Yeah. Yeah, if you're the ownership, what do you do with these three guys?
You keep Eli.
You do? Because?
Because he's
what?
He's more consistent. It's funny. In all his inconsistencies, is the most consistent.
What? That sounds odd.
Well, it does, but I mean.
Throws a lot of interceptions.
Right. He does.
Mean, did you see that hand grenade he threw?
Yeah.
I mean, what was he on that? What was that? That's desperate.
Well, Cutler.
Looked like Kyle Orton out there.
I understand. Cutler, though, of all those three, Manning, Eli's the leader. Cutler's not, and RG3 is definitely
not. He's the leader?
Of those three, yes.
Looks like Gilligan.
Well, I think that's absolutely true, but don't judge a book by its cover.
Mom liked him best or dad?
Mom.
Yeah.
You got to feel bad.
Kind of has that look,
you
got
to feel bad for the youngest.
It's a Care Bear.
Yeah, sure, feel bad for the youngest.
I think those are the candidates to move on. I think you'll get a lot for Eli.
I don't think you're going to
get a lot for Cutler.
No, you're not going to get a lot for Cutler. Cutler doesn't give you much. He's, I don't know, he's too quiet.
9 years in the league, he's not going to change.
No, he's not going to. I mean, when's the last time you heard about
now, RG3, they got too much invested in him, and the owner loves him. But that's a nightmare.
No, that, absolutely it is.
That's not going to get better.
And, you know, Jay Gruden's, you know, it's only his first season, but he's probably not going to be the answer. He might have been better off just as their offensive coordinator, not
I'm
that
not
coach.
I'm not so sure he gets to choose who the quarterback
no,
is.
No, I think that is true. Well, I think you're right. What I'm saying is that he might get a better, he might be able to work better with RG3 if he was his quarterback coach or his offensive coordinator, the same way he did well for Andy Dalton in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
So that's where I think something like that would work best for RG3. And,
well, I think it's a failed experiment.
Oh, it obviously is. And especially when you look at somebody who's not that dissimilar to RG3 in terms of ability and skill set. Russell Wilson.
Oh, I think it's hugely different. I think he's a tremendous, humble student of the game.
Right. I agree with you. No, I'm not talking the mental aspect. I'm talking skill set and ability. Russell Wilson is on par.
Well, he was a baseball player, so he knows how to slide.
That is
That's
true.
That's something that RG can't do or has improved well at doing.
No.
There's a lot of problems with RG3.
I would say RG3 has the better arm than Russell Wilson, but leadership and ability and mental capability, Russell Wilson wins out.
Yeah, I don't think that's good. But, you know, I'm going to put RG3 with Kaepernick.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can say Wilson because they do run a little bit. You know, yeah, he runs more than a little bit.
Yeah.
But you see that with Kaepernick. I mean, this guy, when they need big yardage, see in the Giant game, he takes with his feet.
Yeah,
he
does.
He doesn't have confidence in his own arm.
No. And he was a baseball player too, and he can throw real hard balls.
I think Wilson was a second baseman.
True. And Kaepernick was a shortstop.
Yeah. Well, there's a big difference.
No,
there.
I agree. Absolutely. All right. So looking at this week, speaking of the Giants as well, they're a Bruner. They're getting 3 at home against Dallas.
Well, that wouldn't be a Bruner.
Oh, no?
No.
Oh, it's under 3.
Right.
My apologies.
Pick them to 2.5, yeah.
Well.
Which has not done well at all this year. Last year, it was the bomb.
But not this year.
No, I haven't seen a 1 win yet.
No. So aside from Arizona getting the points in Seattle, who else do you like?
Well, I was looking at Minnesota for a second because Green Bay scored 55 and 53 the week before.
Right, but they had a bye week.
53 this week and 55 the week before. And then they had a bye week before that. And then they had scored 23 in a loss.
Right.
So they're due for a bounce, but because of the bye, I'm going to put...
That throws it off.
Yeah, I'm going to put this 108 in the bank right now and see what they put against Minnesota. And then at home, they should, if this proves well... They should bounce against Brady, and Brady will look like a genius when, in fact, it will more than likely be a failure on Rodgers' part.
I hope not.
So I'm, you know, a little tentative about that.
Now I can understand that.
I wait a week for that.
Sure.
I'm liking Oakland.
Yeah, you've been talking about the Thursday night game, Kansas City at Oakland.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, it's a huge rivalry. And then when you told me that Oakland's practicing at night.
Yeah, all this week they're practicing at night.
0-10. This is their Super Bowl. They have nothing else. They're not going to be on any flex scheduling.
No.
They're not going to be on any national.
This is their one primetime game.
This is it.
Yeah.
And it's divisional, and you got the high-flying 6 in a row. Kansas City Chiefs, they're 0-10. It looks like a no-brainer.
Yeah.
And you can get 7.5 with Oakland at home. I think they're going to put something up there. So I'm going for that.
All right, so you like
that as an upset, yeah.
Right. And they haven't been playing terribly. I mean, they only lost 7. They only lost by a touchdown against San Diego last week.
Right.
So it's not like they're getting blown out. It's just they're not scoring
enough. Yeah,
they
can cover that.
I think you're right.
And possibly win.
So the Cardinals, the Raiders.
I like the Cardinals at Seattle.
Right, the Raiders.
Yes. More than likely, I'm thinking that Peyton Manning,
at home against Miami. Miami has Wallace, but they really don't have a deep game.
They don't.
So there's a lot of dink and dunk safe stuff and a lot of running. And but they are number one against the pass and yards per catch that they limit. But I think, again, this is a bounce back for
and if they do it, if they do it, it's going to be good, you know, big credit to them, because they're going to be without Emmanuel Sanders, who got he got knocked out.
You saw that?
Oh, that was a big hit, big hit on Emmanuel. Yeah. That was a huge, absolutely.
It was legal?
Oh, you should barely.
They blew him up.
Yeah, exactly. Monte Ball.
The tight end have a foot problem?
He's okay. Like, there's no swelling. Oh, okay. It's not even a high ankle sprain. It was just the ow. So he's fine now. So
right.
So he should be good. So he's going to, Julius Thomas is actually going to get a lot of work this
now,
week.
Now, of course, the big question is, can New Orleans lose three in a row at home? They've already lost two in a row.
I would love to, just so I could laugh, but I don't know. That's too much to ask.
Baltimore. Now, again, talk about Flacco. Because we had talked about Eli Manning.
Right.
Who would you rather have in your team right now?
Eli Manning or Joe Flacco?
Yeah. I think they're similar.
They're absolutely
similar. I think they won when they were hot.
Yes. But I think Manning can make more plays than Flacco. I'll be honest. I think he can make more plays than Flacco.
Right. You think so. I'm thinking the opposite.
All
right.
Fair enough. I've also been able to see more of Manning than I have of Flacco. Living in the New York area, seeing those games at either 1 o'clock or 4 o'clock after the Jets. You know, because I'm going to watch those games. And right. Those are the games that they show.
So what I've seen in Eli is he can get hot.
Yes, absolutely.
And
he giveth and he taketh away. And taketh away and taketh away and taketh away.
Right.
But he has that ability. Flacco, but I mean, there's a lot of but Flacco runs hot and cold just the same. I mean, just this season, Flacco had, what, 5-6 touchdowns in a game? And then last week, he didn't have any passing touchdowns. Or we had one, and it was under 200 yards.
Now, what conference do you think is better, AFC or NFC?
That's a very good question. Probably the NFC, because they have a top-to-bottom division in the NFC West, I'd say. Especially with the Rams' resurgence, top-to-bottom, that doesn't compare in any of the AFC divisions. I mean, there's no team. I'll take that back. There is one in the AFC, the North, top to bottom. They all have winning records,
right?
And they're all going to be fighting for the top spot. So I should take that back. But I mean, the AFC, I still think that they kind of lack.
But the NFC South, you can just eliminate that entire
That's
division.
That's true. And aside from, yeah, no, you know, you're right. You're right. But outside of the Colts,
I think the public thinks the AFC, because they really have a Denver as like a 9-5 favorite to win the Super Bowl. I couldn't believe that.
Yeah, but I mean, you look at, you know, a bunch of the other divisions.
Brady.
Yeah, I mean, in every division, there in the NFC, there's at least two teams fighting for the supremacy. In the AFC, there's several that are just one.
AFC West competitive.
AFC West is competitive.
Kansas City.
Yes. AFC North is competitive, top to bottom. AFC South, it's the Colts and maybe the Texans, but they're not challenging the Colts. And in the AFC East, it's the Patriots and the Bills and the Dolphins are fighting for scraps.
I think the Bills are finished.
Yeah, it looks like it. They're almost there. They just need that quarterback. They don't have one yet.
Well, that's a big missing piece.
That's a very big
missing
piece. I
mean, that's like, say, I have a great car, but I have three wheels. I mean, you're going to have to get something on there to get that rolling.
That is very true. Good point. I like that. All right. So moving on to some other NFL news. Adrian Peterson is suspended for the entire season. He's out.
I mean, the guy already had his hearing. I mean, I think it's because Goodell was weak for years, and now he has to bow up and show some strength here.
Sure.
But, I mean, you know, and he's not contrite enough, the player. And you got to blame the collective bargaining agreement. these guys wanted the money and just gave up this personal conduct stuff. So I blame the union for that. Now they want to renegotiate and all this stuff.
All that stuff. That's not going to work out
well for them. That's not working. But he's getting he's going to get the rest of the season without pay.
Yeah. Well, he's been getting pay for up until now.
Well, I know, but.
I know. So too much. Yeah, I know a lot of people have been, wondering if he's going to come back and all that sort of stuff. I mean, Ray Rice, they're talking about reinstating him, but he's not going to get picked up.
No, he was fading. He was a fading star anyhow.
Yeah, absolutely.
But the bottom line is the running back position in the last couple of years, I mean, there aren't sole stud backs anymore.
No.
You got to be able to roll that, back and forth with a couple of guys.
No, you're right. So, and that's what you have. You have three-headed.
Yeah, so the league has changed.
Absolutely. You got three-headed, running backs.
Because when you go late in the year, they find ways to shut these big dudes down.
Absolutely. Moving on to some baseball news.
Oh, great baseball news.
The
signing.
Giancarlo, formerly Mike Stanton.
Yeah.
Giancarlo Stanton. $325 million for 13 years.
So, what does that tell you?
That tells me that he made a Faustian deal with Jeffrey Loria. Look, he's a young guy.
Has he had an at bat yet after he got hit in the face?
No, he has not had. No, so this is the question. I mean, technically, they kind of took that into account. That's why he's got he's got an opt out after the fifth year.
The fifth year,
right?
What's going to happen early?
Right. Well, let's start it off. Let's start from the beginning. Next year's salary, he's making the exact same amount that he made this year.
No, I understand. It's 6.5 million. I understand.
Okay, so, and then after that, then they're starting to take the risk up until that fifth year where it's an opt-out.
Well, I'm saying it's a couple of things. One is that we don't know. We saw David Wright. I don't think he's been right since he got hit. I'm thinking of guys that got smashed in the face, Bean, got broken jaws. I mean, these guys don't come back.
Who's that guy in Boston back in the rolling. 60s who got hit in the head? He didn't die, but it wasn't
a bunch of guys. Brown. I mean, I remember. Of course, the most famous one was the Baltimore Orioles center fielder.
Oh, Brady Anderson?
No.
No. Paul Blair?
Yes.
Paul Blair.
Probably the most famous. I mean, he didn't really ever hit his stride again after that.
True.
I mean, he was okay, but. I mean, so that remains to be seen. But here's the real bottom line. Your best athletes are not playing baseball.
No.
So how does this guy get the biggest contract in the history of sports in North America? I don't know about soccer and the rest of the world, but okay. So it tells me one thing.
Yeah.
There must be a boatload of money in baseball with TV contracts.
Yes, there are.
So, and a limited amount of talent.
And not only that, this is coming from a team that always cries poor.
Well, they're flush. The league is flush.
Yes, I understand that the league is flush, but I mean, the Marlins constantly have a fire sale.
No, I understand. When they collapse.
When they actually spend money, they sell off their players after 2 months because they weren't winning at the pace that they thought they would.
Yeah.
And this is a team that cried poor and had the taxpayers of Miami-Dade County pay for their new stadium, which sits empty. Nobody goes to it. And it's an abomination visually. It's ugly.
I think the circus promoter, Barnum, I think, reminded us that there's suckers born every day.
There are.
So, and they're called taxpayers voters. So, people want to attach themselves to this nonsense.
I know, but first of all, it's in Florida, and Florida does not do well with these teams.
But honestly, if he can, come back from this, I mean, it's him and Trout. I mean, a really great for the game.
Yeah. I mean, Stanton's home runs are always highlight to watch.
Well, here's the thing. He had the most 450 footers.
Yeah.
In the league.
He has.
By far.
He has power we have not seen in a very long time.
Now, I remember, and I don't do it anymore, but I remember there was a time when I was younger, I would go to the stadium to see batting practice.
He would be one to watch.
I would want to see guys poking these things out of there. I mean, the home run derby's exciting.
Yeah.
I mean, people, there's still the home run, the bomb in football, the knockout in boxing.
So they're the most exciting plays.
Well, it was the kickoff return, but they got rid of that.
Yeah, not anymore. But, I mean, Stanton, and he's not a big guy. He's tall, kind of lanky, and the ball
just... it's leverage.
And it just flies off. He's not a giant muscular beast.
Right.
It just pops off his back.
And he's young.
He's very young. You know, he's still in his 20s.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
So, but it's just a question, you know, look, it's in Miami. He's a young guy. Of course, he's going to want to stay there for just his personal life. And, you know, I mean, Florida doesn't even have a tax. I forget, it's an income tax or sales tax. I forget which one. So your money goes farther in Florida to begin with. But you're dealing with...
I don't think he's concerned about that.
No.
These prices.
No, but I mean, you know, for certain respects, maybe. I don't know. I don't know what decision's going to. But when you look around at a team that constantly gets dismantled and is just treated like nothing by its owners.
But you need something to... It's called hope.
Yeah. No, I agree.
And you can do that. Look what the Mets do with Wright.
Yeah.
You know, he's a shell of what he was, but he's still a draw.
He is, absolutely.
You go there and people are wearing number 5.
Yeah.
I mean, that 33 of Harvey, let's see that work.
Oh, that's going to start coming up, don't you worry. Speaking about the Mets, they Citi Field, they're moving in the fence in the...
right behind second base, or...?
A little bit. They're 10 feet in from right center. They're moving those fences in 10 feet. They did them... They had a press release, and they talked about, because moving in, if they had done that last year, the Mets would have hit 18 more home runs, and opponents would have only hit 10 more home runs.
And they happen to know that.
It mostly come from Granderson. Granderson had a lot of doubles into that area, and the balls just kind of died for him. So, yeah, so it's going to be 380 in the right center field. So, not much to really report on the free agent market. Actually, there have been some trades. Jason Hayward, who's the...
I did hear the Braves.
The Braves
the
traded...
the Cardinals.
Yeah, the Braves and the Cardinals traded. I don't know what the Braves were thinking, giving the Cardinals another productive outfield bat. I mean, that's just... Why would you give them more power? Why would you give them more of an ability to...
Because they're not in your division?
I guess, but... I mean, don't we know the Cardinals?
Don't they need pitching?
The Cardinals, well, they do. Not much. Not as much.
So what's the reason?
Because Hayward would get a lot of money in an off season when he's a free agent, and they weren't going to pay him.
So they're going
to
get some.
They were trying to they were maximizing his value, because they weren't going to... If they traded him halfway through the season, then they would not have gotten as much as they did. They got a pitcher, Shelby Miller, who's good. Who's good?
Well, I mean, I'm getting back to these TV contracts with baseball.
Yeah.
It's humongous.
Yes.
So they don't need a product. I mean, they don't really need attendance. I mean, it's legendary that you can get a seat to watch the Braves at home.
Oh, yeah. And they're not going to be there much longer. They're moving out into one of the suburbs. They're building a new stadium, which is hard to believe.
The taxpayers paying for that, too?
I forget.
More than likely, probably.
But they're moving out of Atlanta, and they're moving into a suburb because they were hoping to
build. The phrase is "build it, they'll come."
I think it will be now.
Well, what about the MVP?
Oh, for the
Cy Young.
Sure. Well,
what about that?
Well, Kershaw won.
How good was he?
He was very good.
As good as Gibson, maybe,
but not in the playoffs, unfortunately. But playoffs don't count.
That's where the rubber meets the road.
That's right. Playoffs don't count when they take into account all these votings. But yeah, Kershaw won the Cy Young and the MVP for the National League. First time since Gibson. And
so
only the third time.
Is he the Peyton Manning of baseball?
Yes.
I mean, the greatest regular season player, and then iffy.
I'd say more Marino.
Sketchy.
More Marino. Playoff. More Marino.
Wow. That doesn't bode well.
Well, I'd say Kershaw's more Marino than
he screams
than
at
Peyton.
His players.
No, not yet.
He's not like that.
No, not yet.
He has an affair with someone at work.
No, not yet.
He's not that part of Marino. No. Is he working anywhere, Marino? Kind of like
no.
He got the bum's rush out the door.
Yeah, because he was talking about, you know, all
the squeaky
concussion
clean stuff.
Well, that and the concussion stuff, and he was starting to bark about that, and They said, "Ah, we'll bring in some other guys." Well, how many quarterbacks do you need on a? Because they had Boomer and Marino. You don't need two.
You know, he wasn't edgy enough. You know, that's why Phil Sims, he can be annoying. I wouldn't want to be in, like, work with him all day long.
Right.
But 20 minutes at a cocktail party.
Sure.
I mean, that guy stirs it up.
Everything's all right. And then Trout. Yes, Trout won the...
How good is he?
He's very good.
He's the Derek Jeter now at baseball.
Yeah.
Ambassador, good guy. You're not going to read stuff in the police blotter about him.
And another Jersey guy. Jeter was from Jersey as well.
Right.
So. And then Corey Kluber won the AL Cy Young for the
Indians.
Sounds
like something I'd see smacking seals around. What's his name?
Kluber. Kluber or Kluber, whichever you want to say.
Kluber sounds good.
Probably. Well, when he's dropping the curveball, sure. So, all right. Well, thanks very much for joining me this week again, Dad. And we will see you for pre-Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be very exciting.
Three exciting games. But
that's huge, that Eagle
and
game,
all,
right? Eagles, Dallas.
All divisional games.
That's
first time.
True.
First time the Eagles have ever played against Dallas on Thanksgiving Day. And that's probably going to be one of those games for the division.
I always saw that as like an AFC-NFC type game.
Well, sure.
Thanksgiving 3 o'clock.
Well, because that's the only way the AFC would ever get, because... the Lions have the 1 o'clock game. Dallas has the 4 o'clock game. Now that they institute the 8 o'clock game, that was one way you could get those.
Yeah, but we don't have them now.
No, because they want to get Seattle at San Francisco. But we'll talk about that next week.
Oh, sure.
So enjoy, everybody, and we'll see you then. Take care.
This has been another episode of Everyman Sports. The show's music is Cold Funk by Kevin MacLeod and is licensed under CC Attribution 3.0. Everyman Sports can be found on Facebook.com, where you can like it to receive updates and news. Visit Everyman Sports in the iTunes Store to leave a review of the show. Also, visit everymansports.podbean.com directly to comment and support. Everyman Sports can be contacted directly at everymansports@gmail.com.